Austin,
Ella,
Cassie,
Peggy,
Mikkel,
Tiandra,
Marquis,
Selena,
Brandon.
We are Propellies.
Yeah, buddy.
Hi, my name's Mikkel.
Hi, I'm Tiandra.
Hi, I'm Peggy.
And we are in the seventh grade at Propel East. We interviewed Ms. Thomas, an English teacher for seventh and eighth grade.
Well, first I went to school for theater, and I was teaching children's theater, which was kind of really exciting for me because it took me off the stage and it gave me my first experience really working with children. So when I graduated from my school and my background in theater, I kind of was reevaluating where I wanted to live, what I wanted to do, and for the first time in my life, I wasn't sure. And when I realized that I wasn't sure, I thought, well, I really need to figure out what I want to do before I, A, leave my family and go across the country to be something that maybe isn't, you know, what my purpose in life is. And I thought, I really loved working with children. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to go to school for education. And that's why I'm here. I always wanted to be an actress. I also wanted to train Shamu. I thought that would be really cool. But theater, I like to be on stage. I like to be the center of attention. My childhood, I would imagine my childhood was pretty awesome. I had a great family. I'm really lucky that I had two extremely involved parents. My mom and dad still are a very strong force in my life. I have four siblings, two brothers, two sisters. I have everything anybody ever wanted, an older brother, an older sister, a younger brother, a younger sister. But it's really nice now because I have four best friends, which they're always around. My children are very close to them, and my family's been a huge part of who I am. I kind of feel like I'm an open book. I'm extremely self-conscious. You know, I would say I'm always second-guessing choices that I make, things that I do. So I'm probably my harshest critic. The first time I went to WVU, when I went for acting, awesome school, let's go Mountaineers. And the second time I went to Pitt. I love literature. I love reading. I was just talking about this last night because I was finishing the novel, The Help, and I was talking to my husband and I said, I'm almost done with the book. And he's like, that's great. And I said, well, but now I'm starting to get sad. He's like, why are you getting sad? I'm like, because I'm going to miss all the characters. I don't know. Reading is just something to me that if there's extra time in my day, that's what I want to be doing. I love it. I fall in love with the people in the books. And if it's well written, it can be something that can change the way that I view the world. I think that literature is very influential, and I hope that we get back to reading as a society. It's important that to me that my children read, and they do that now, but I wonder when they're your age, you know, are they gonna feel the same way? So I think it's crucial that people that teach literature love literature, because I think that's somewhat contagious.